Sorry I'm late. Had to pee.
Hi, everybody. How are we doing?
Great.
You guys are here for the podcast panel? Okay. Just make sure. If you weren't, then that's fine. You know, please stay and watch, but just want to make sure. So we're going to talk to you guys about podcasting. So
Before we do, we do need to mention this panel is technically intended for mature audiences only. There will probably be some foul language. So there's your warning. Thank you
very much. Thank you.
A drink to that.
We love this shit.
Oh, hey, look at this.
Hey.
So just a quick brief intro of who we are. We've got actually three different podcasts being represented here. My name's Matt. I'm with Drunk on Comics. And down there we have
Tony with Drunk on Comics.
And then
Derek with Drunk on Comics.
Yes.
That's
yes.
What it is. Yeah.
My name is Jay, and I have a podcast called An Elegant Weapon out of Toronto.
That's why he has a funny accent.
Yeah, I'll sound a little bit funny.
And I'm Devin. People call me Real Big Dev. I'm with Snake Oil Comics, and we're located out of Saginaw, Michigan.
So just to get started with, let's define podcasting in case some people aren't aware of what that is. So, Derek, can you describe podcasting for us?
I think podcasting, according to Urban Legend, is shit you do with your buddies to make yourself feel better about your hobbies. But no, podcasting, very simply, if somehow you're not sure what it is, thank you for coming to find out. But
we're not the ones to tell you.
No, podcasting, very simply, is a recorded radio show, more or less. That's the simplest way to put it.
Yep. Let me take notes on that because I'm not sure what this
is. I like to think of it as an audio blog.
There's right? That, yeah.
You know, we don't spell so good, and it takes a long time to type, so we talk.
Well, and the words Tony makes up, I wouldn't know how to spell them anyway.
That's also one thing we can get into is there are, as much as podcasting, yes, is basically audio put on the internet free for anyone to hear. There's obviously many different genres, many different styles. There's interview, there's conversational, there's funny, there's informative. So there's also
different mediums as well. There's, you know, YouTube has become a big hit with many people. Periscope, which I just learned about, that app, which...
That's new. Periscope is just a hit.
But that's fun, though, and I want to start doing more Periscope.
I haven't tried it yet. Have you used it?
Yeah, we did it the last con we were at.
And oh, yeah? It went well?
So it's those sort of things that even us, who were supposed to be the experts, are still learning about.
Yeah, the technology keeps increasing, and, you know, a decade ago, just getting your voice on the internet was, okay, this is cool, but now it's so easy to stream video or add images to it.
But even us idiots can do it.
Yeah. And we're drunk half the time. So. All right. What types of podcasts other than your own do you guys like to listen to out there? What other ones?
Drunk on Comics.
Thank you. An Elegant Weapon.
I don't even listen to myself.
That's funny because I'm in this Mac.
I'm there half the time. So
half.
A lot of the basic influences people will know and have heard of course, Kevin Smith. Smodcast Network. If anyone here listens to podcasts, I'd be willing to bet a lot that somebody listens to a Smodcast podcast of some sort. Joe Rogan, of course, super popular podcast. The Nerdist. Obviously, we're talking in a kind of geek genre, something that most people in this room are probably more into. But of course, you can podcast about anything. Any subject you pick, there is somebody on the internet talking about it. You know?
Yeah, in education, they're starting to get used more and more because, hey, I've got this expert who's giving a lecture. I'm going to record it, and then I'm going to put it on the internet for other people to use. And I do listen to podcasts, but they happen to be educational in nature because...
Well, it's funny
ours
you say
is educational.
Don't drink this many beers.
It's funny you say that. A company I used to work for, basically in my real life, I'm an arborist. And the company I used to work for, what they did is they started making podcasts about trees and arborism.
About but if what?
about trees and stuff. But what they've done is, basically, when you got to renew your license for certain things, you need to get CEUs, which are continuing education units. They've actually started offering, if you listen to a podcast that they provide for you, you'll get a CEU for that. So a lot of companies are actually starting to use it as like a training tool. Sort of thing, because you know, it's just so easy and accessible.
Right? So it's not just for nerds. It's also for, you know, real-world applications. So.
But, Matt, the two actually that really got me hooked early, which had a lot of influence on, I guess, how this happened. But the biggest one for me was iFanboy.
Okay.
And, I mean, you guys know iFanboy? Yeah. It's a great show about guys that just sit around. They talk about the comics in the industry. Comic Book Club is a really fun one, too, because they actually tape in front of a live audience in a bar. So those are the two that stuck out that I kept listening to for a long, long time and still listen to.
Cool. Right. So I guess the next question to ask is, why start podcasting? What makes one dedicate their Sundays and Saturdays and all their evenings to downloading audio footage onto the internet?
Ego.
Ego?
Okay. Yeah.
Ego, partly. Absolutely. My story with my podcast, it's funny because Derek has a little analogy for the differences between his podcast and my podcast. They're American, they like to get drunk and talk about comics. I'm Canadian, I like to get high and talk about Star Wars. So there's like a little difference there.
Alternate universe.
Alternate universes, absolutely. But, sorry, I forgot where I was going with that.
So what do you get out of podcasts?
Oh, yes.
He's not that high.
My very first podcast, influenced because I had got into listening to Joe Rogan and Kevin Smith, and me and a friend, I used to have a co-host, and basically we went in the basement one night, lit a doob, hit record on my iPhone, had no equipment, literally put the iPhone on the table, hit record on the voice memos, and talked shit for like an hour and a half. We talked about Portuguese man-o-wars.
About what?
Wait, were you in your house?
I was in my house, yes. And and that's how it started. And we just enjoy talking to each other. So for me, yes, a bit of the ego thing, because, you know, you want to share what you're talking about. You want, if you are sharing, of course, it's nice for people to enjoy what you're sharing, right?
Right.
But for me, it was just having fun shit talking.
Well, put it out there. The biggest thing is, well, besides the ego, because the biggest thing for everyone, is really just, it's simple. It's probably the most easiest thing that you can do. You hit record, you hit upload, and you hope that people listen. But if they don't, you still made your podcast. You're still a podcaster. You're not a great podcaster, but you're still a podcaster.
Anybody can do it.
And then that's the thing. Anyone can do it. And as we were saying earlier, there's a podcast on probably almost anything. And if there's not and you have that idea, you're the first to make that podcast. Awesome. Because there may be someone else in this world that was searching for whatever it is, and I can come up with some randomness thing, but even that is probably out there already. So regardless of what you want to do, just do it. And if you're interested in doing it, hopefully by the end of this panel, we'll give you guys some information on some tools and equipment and everything to do. But if your heart's into wanting to share your passion with the world, hit record. It's so simple.
The thing I think that surprises me on that is, and we'll kind of talk about how it all started, but it still shocks me when I sit there and I look at how many thousands of downloads each episode is getting, and I go, people listen to us? it really is amazing. So you could be surprised.
I agree. It does kind of feel nice, the self-esteem. One quick tip is be nice to people. And if, you know, you can be critical and you can make fun of, certain artists or creators, and sometimes they have pretty big shoulders, but always try to stay positive about things and make fun of your friends rather than
or yourselves
because it makes it, I think, a little bit easier to swallow. But what I was going to say is then you start meeting people in that industry and you go to conventions and they remember you and they were like, oh, thanks for talking about my work and networking that a little bit. So it is kind of nice as a networking sense.
Well, I think unless you're classically trained in something and you are truly an expert in that field that can teach anybody, talking shit is going to get you, you know, it's going to get you knocked down.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about what you like, you know.
Right. Well, to a certain extent. It also looks what you're going
for. I talk shit about you, but that's
But, like, one example, Frank Tiara wrote a series called Space Punisher. And when we were getting started, of course, we, like, why is the Punisher in space? He's a street level thug. Why isn't he doing it? And we didn't know a whole lot about the comic, so Derek ended up picking it up and reviewed it on the show. And Tony, you know, was talking crap about it. Well, Frank Thierry was listening, and he ended up calling Tony out on social media. And so after Tony actually did read it and goes, "Actually, it's a pretty good book. I like it quite a bit." We apologized, and since then, you know, he's been a friend. So I think you can take the podcast. I think one of the reasons to do podcasting is to network and try to get into that community if you like it.
Unless you're Marc Maron, don't bitch. Yeah. You know, try to be positive. Unless it's like seriously your shtick kind of thing. Just my number one thing is always be true to yourself. Don't try to be who you're not. Don't try to be something else that you listen to. You have to find your own voice. You have to find what's important to you and what drives your passion. Like, for me personally, it's the interviewing and the conversation. Sometimes you score a good interview with someone cool, and I'll literally get high off pod. After that conversation, I'll be like 2 feet off the ground because it was such an amazing, inspiring conversation, say, right? And for me, that's one of the biggest things I get out of it, for sure.
Devin, how did you get started?
How did I get started? Well, the story of Snake Oil is my co-host, we work together, and we were talking about comics, and he was always berating me for how little I had actually read and all the junk that I was actually currently picking up. So he's like, "You know what? We should just put this on air so everybody can hear really how lame you are." So, so that's how we got started, and it's been fun. It's evolved over the years. Now we're doing this thing called the Fat Fuck Olympics.
I want in on this shit.
Yeah. So every week we weigh in. We see what our weights are. We, you know, berate each other for gaining or losing weight. It doesn't really matter. And then we set up either food challenges or physical challenges. And then there's no reward for winning. And there's no reward for losing. So everything is actually punishment. So the last guy had to do a lap dance to Tina Turner, Private Dancer. Awesome. And we recorded it and put it up on YouTube. The first punishment was someone had to dance to Sia, do an interpretive dance.
There's nothing wrong with interpretive dances.
Yeah, no.
Especially if you're doing it during karaoke.
Well, and in a comic shop. That's the big selling point. We're always in the back of the back room. People are coming in and out on on New Comic Day and wondering why there's 4 to 5 grown men in the back room laughing at one man dancing around, usually taking his shirt off. But yeah, that's how it's kind of evolved. And like I said, we've done interviews. We've actually kind of done more interviews. We go about 2 hours actually.
Oh, nice. So that's a stretch.
Yeah, it's hard, and we do it right from the interior of a working comic shop.
Yeah, your average podcast. And see, there's the thing about podcasting is it's kind of a Wild West medium because there's no actual rules to podcasting.
Well, I heard there's rules.
I would say there's etiquettes. I wouldn't say there's rules to podcasting. I would say there are etiquettes because, right. I mean, there's no governing body. You know, you can get on there and talk about whatever you want and whatever you want. Maybe nobody will listen because it's boring or whatever.
Well, and that's a big difference between this and broadcasting is that you don't have anyone really censoring us.
Well, a general etiquette is that a podcast is around an hour.
Now, what Tony's getting at, it was a conversation he and I were a part of last night. Technically, yes, there's no rules. But there's
a rule.
In my opinion, there are rules. If you
people
want to
take notes, because I am.
If you want to be successful at it, I think there are rules.
And what are those rules?
Well, I'm not sharing out all those.
I just broke a podcasting etiquette when we started. If you saw Derek lean over to me, because sometimes you forget because you've had a few beers. The best podcasts are when you forget you're recording. Mm-hmm. When you're done the conversation, you're like, "Oh yeah, we were recording that, right?" So if anybody noticed, I talk a lot with my hands, and I will tend to hit the table. And you can hear that occasionally on An Elegant Weapon. So there's little things like that that are just like kind of technical. But yes, I see what you're saying. Like, there can't be like set rules because there's no governing body. But that's what I mean by etiquette. There's certain things that will help your podcast be successful and will help your podcast at least find its audience. Because you can't look at a podcast at success as how many downloads you have. It's got to be kind of the core of your audience. You want to find your audience.
Well, I think, too, the other level of success, honestly, is are you influencing people or the industry that you're actually
looking
at? If
you're going for that, absolutely. Absolutely. See, Matt, these guys have... Sorry, I'll shut up in a minute. I get excited about this stuff. And
about what?
These guys have a rather structured podcast. If you listen to Drunk on Comics, they have sections. You know, they'll have Off the Shelf talking about new comics and different things as they go through the thing. I like to practice something that I call GorillaPod, where I hit record and whatever the fuck happens, happens.
That's Gorilla with an O?
Now I'm just confused.
No, it's an EU. But all
right. EU? Sure. Either way, yeah, I hit record and whatever happens, happens. And that's my style. And you got to find your own style, right?
I think one reason to maybe start podcasting too is if you just want to get comfortable with your own voice, you know, hit record. They'll tell you in a public speaking class, one of the best things you can do is listen to yourself talk. And so you got a problem with saying ums too much. You know, record yourself, talk about something that you're passionate about, that you enjoy, and hit record, and you can actually use it to, you know, for self-prescribed public speaking skills.
You will hear your verbal crutches, and they will haunt you.
And your own voice, you can fix your own voice will haunt you, too. You'll be like, I do not sound like that. That is not me. But then you'll hear your friends and whoever's with you, and you'll be like, that sounds just like them. Right. Because you are hearing them in the room, you hear them all the time, but you're like, who the fuck is that person? That, who took over my body?
But that don't sound like that.
That's mostly because I tweak your mic.
Derek and Tony, you want to tell us how Drunk on Comics got started?
Tony, go for it.
All right, I never listened to a podcast in my life, and Derek here started listening to them, and we would be at the bar on most weekends talking about what we read that week. And for us, it was just normal conversations. We meet up there. Oh my God, did you see what happened here? Did you hear what happened here? And that was just something that we just did in normal conversations. We'd talk about other things, family, friends, stuff. But comics was always one of those things that what happened this week in the books you read and then what I read. And so he starts saying, have you ever heard a podcast? I go, no, what are they? And he goes, well, we could record our conversations here at the bar, upload them. Maybe someone might want to listen to our rantings. And from that, I go, that would actually be fun. Sounds like work, though. And I'm more like kind of drinking.
Tony's allergic to work.
So from that, though, we got the idea of, well, what can we do to make this fun from just us talking? And let's really, since a lot of our actions and conversations revolve around the bar, let's add booze to it. And from there, coming up with a booze-themed name, anything from really wanted a comic hangover, but that was taken, and all these other things.
And that was actually one of the big things. Like, you know, we started talking, of course, everything stemmed from the bar conversation, because that's where we stem from. Yeah. But you know, we sat there and we're like, okay, one of the biggest things I think for us was that when we looked through, and I'm guessing that, you know, you guys probably did a similar thing, you got to go online. If you're going to start your own podcast, go online and research what names are out there. Because all of a sudden you're like, I got this great idea for a name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Chances are somebody's got it.
I couldn't believe that an Elegant Weapon wasn't taken in some capacity.
Yeah. And it's one of the things to really think of. If it's something that you want to really make it a part of your life, that's your brand. So your name is going to be one of the first and foremost things that you do. Have it be centered around either your personality or what your podcast is. And it just so happened then, just thinking about how much we drink and loving comics, we read so many comics, we get drunk off them, and that's how Drunk on Comics was formed. So that's where the name came from. Part of also why we did this was our intention of, hey, maybe we can get some free books and get into some conventions for free.
That's full on legit. We said they're going.
Now that we've met that metric, we're kind of like, what do we do with ourselves now?
Well, it was 2.5 months, and I'm like, shit, we hit our goal. Like, now what? And that's
you had a goal?
I know your goal was to finish the dupe. But, you know, it's one of those things where you'll find if you're going to start it. Actually, curiosity, how many people out here have a podcast? Anyone? One, two, three.
What's it called?
Four, five. What is it?
Geek out with your
DM.
Okay.
I know you from Twitter.
I've heard of you.
Yeah. Who else?
What's the name of yours? We're going to give you guys shout outs here for
Synthetic Sun.
Synthetic Sun.
With a U or an O?
U.
Okay.
Drunken Dork Podcast.
That's an excellent right name, sir.
Cheers.
What do you got back there?
Multiplaying. What is it?
Multiplaying. Multiplaying. Nice. D&D. Gaming, I'm assuming.
What's that?
Gaming, D&D? I'm assuming. What are you guys about?
RPGs.
RPGs. There you go. Lots. Podcasting is huge in what? RPGs. Yeah.
What's yours about?
Right on.
Detroit's pop culture. All
right. Right on.
And
Drunk
Guy?
Drunk.
We talk about movies, basically getting to arguments, but we talk about movies, TV, and comics.
Okay. Cool. So now that we know, I think we might actually come back to this a little bit on the social aspect of this. But what, for those of you that are interested in starting one, you might find that once you start it, all of a sudden, you hit a goal or an achievement, you know, achievement unlocked, whatever.
Yep.
and all of a sudden, do we stay here or do we want to continue to grow? And that's a legitimate question that is, there is no one right answer, I don't think, for anyone. Because for some people, it's going to be strictly, this is as far as I want to go. Other people, all of a sudden, you realize there's more that you can achieve.
Yeah.
Do you want to go with that?
So I know personally, too, with Drunk on Comics, so it was mostly Tony and Derek going out to the bars, and we had a fourth member, too, Kevin.
Yeah, shout out to Kevin, by the way.
Yeah.
Kevin, we miss you.
We love you. But they needed, you know, they realized just the two of them, you can do a podcast with just two people, you can do a podcast just, you know, by yourself. But what we really wanted was a conversation, and so we wanted to add in a third or possibly a fourth person. And so Tony asked me along, because basically what him and Derek were doing at the bar, Tony and I were doing because we're brothers, and it was a lot of fun.
You guys are brothers?
Yeah.
I know.
Shit.
It's a curly mustache. It runs in the family.
I've got a curly mustache.
So another goal or reason to podcast might be the fact that you get to hang out with your friends. If you've got those friends that you share similar passions, but life gets in the way, you know, significant others, children, work, that this becomes a hobby, but it also becomes like a commitment to each other to, hey, we're going to get together once a week and we're going to talk about these things that we like. So for me, that's been a real great reason. To podcast. So.
And then there's also the whole thing that's similar to that. When you meet other people through the podcasting world, like, you know, these guys here.
We met on Twitter. I found these guys. I started my podcast a couple months before these guys, and I was really into listening to a lot at the time. Found them on Twitter. Loved it.
Yeah. And so now he's required to come to Michigan every year from Motor City, and we're required to go to Toronto for Fan Expo.
Yep.
So, you know, it's like, that's our commitment, you know.
So let's move the conversation on to talking about some of the vitals for podcasting, and we should probably start with equipment, because that is probably the most financial burden for people getting into podcasting. So
And for people at home that are listening, I have no idea what's going on with the child out in the hallway. equipment.
What kind of equipment, Tony, you want to talk about what we use for Drunk on Comics?
Well, we start off with this little neat looking globe here, the snow globe mic.
Snowball.
Snow globe.
It's known as the snowball.
From Blue. And I want to say we got it. It was like 60, 80 bucks, somewhere in that range. Plugs in with the USB. It's a great omnidirectional mic.
It's probably one of the cheaper of, if you don't have mics at home or whatever, you could record, honestly, through your open mic on your laptop.
Or you said your iPhone.
iPhone.
However,
iPhone records scary.
Sound quality, if we're going to say rules or whatever, etiquette,
there you go.
That is one of those things that can make or break you. If you sound like shit, no one's going to want to hear what shit you're talking about when you sound like shit. So,
and what he means by that is all the crackling in the background, broken segments or something like that.
EMI is the arch enemy of any podcaster. Electromagnetic interference. And that's why you need a good USB mic.
Yeah.
A lot of people will just get a mic or a recorder that maybe plugs into something, and it's just not there because...
If you sound like you're on AM radio,
you can
turn some listeners off.
You want to go USB.
If you sound like Bane,
no
one wants to hear you talk anymore. No, screw that.
And so that's where we started off with, not having a lot of money ourselves to invest within The group.
And well, and part of it was we didn't know how much money we wanted to gamble with.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like $60. All right, yeah, that's one night at the bar. You know, I'm good. So, well, a cheap night at the bar for me. Piss off.
But after a little while, we realized it's great for what we do, but maybe we can go one step above, in which case we got a mixer board and actual real mics, which I have in my bag here. It just was great that they already had stuff set up, and we did a backup for this for our recording purposes. However, this is like the next big step, and then there's even better mics that we can even get to and afford too.
Well,
right,
and
now we're in a good spot where what we have works for us.
Well, and there's other stuff too which you can use. We actually have a couple other recorders sitting over here, which you guys can take a look at later. We use a Zoom H4n for a handheld recorder.
Very popular.
That is a fantastic. I mean, it's about a $300 piece of equipment for something that tiny. But it is great for, like, conventions and interviews and whatnot. And you guys, come on in. Come on in. but the other thing, you can actually plug two mics directly into the bottom of it. And so, I mean, if you wanted to do that, you can hook that up. There's splitters, so you can have multiple mics coming off of it as well.
Yeah.
Then what do you have here? Yeah. It's the Tascam DR40, I believe. And it's basically the same thing as the Zoom. It's got the two inputs in the bottom. It's great. That's what we use. We actually port right from a mixer into that because I have an ancient computer that we do Skype on. So I'd rather maybe lose the call and not lose all my recording. But that's what we use.
Well, and the nice thing with those handheld recorders is that they record onto an SD card.
Yeah.
And so and it's automatically set
straight to MP3.
MP3.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and what I use here is because I'm an individualist, so I don't have to kind of have a team sort of thing. For me, it's always usually one-on-one interviews. So what I have here, and I'm not touching it because it's on a stand. If I move this, you're going to kind of hear it.
Because
these things are amazing quality. Exactly. This is the Zoom H1. This is the simplest as it gets. I mean,
that's what we started out with.
Yeah, this is so light and so compact and so easy. On this thing, I have 45 hours of available recording off this SD card in this little tiny thing. I got a little holster that I keep it on my belt, and when you're ready to pod, whips right out there. And so, then you plug this into your computer, puts the MP3 right on your computer. You're ready to go.
So when you leave the house and you go out,
when I leave the house
and you're walking a boot,
listen,
then you've got it there.
I'm sorry. I'll start trying to talk like you guys.
I'm sorry. I'll bet you $1 you can't.
Yeah. What's very important, though, is are you able to turn that around your laptop, or is that going to... This is the central hub of podcasting for... Unless you're, like, a professional who's kind of into audio and has some sort of programming, this is called Audacity. Audacity. Free editing audio software online. Anybody can download this. Very, very simple to learn to use. The more you get into it, the more cool stuff you can do. That is the key.
It's a lot of cut and paste.
A lot of cut and paste.
This is the audio equivalent, I think, of Word. You know, I mean, it's very, very simple.
Yeah.
But Tony's actually our expert on this.
Yeah, and I'm pretty much dumb when it comes to this thing, but I can actually maneuver around it. Means anyone can do it. And the tutorial and everything else.
The what?
The tutorial.
Tutorial.
Whatever.
Tutorial.
What?
YouTube. I recommend going to YouTube, pulling up editing videos, how to use Audacity, how to podcast equipment. Watch those tutorials. They'll teach you everything you need to do.
The tutorial.
Tutorial.
Watch the tutorial.
Another piece of equipment that you might consider getting is like some headphones.
With our podcasting.
Derek usually is wearing the headphones, and what he can do is he can listen, and if we're like tapping the table,
which I can hear from down because I'm so tuned into
that. We're getting our books
now
out of their plastic sleeves and stuff. You can hear all of that on the mics.
Anybody that wants to do podcasts about comic books, take your comics out of the sleeves before, because that tape, it's like a fucking Band-Aid, because you're like, I'm going to do it quick, real slow, and no, tear the fucker open and get it done, because otherwise it's just and it goes on forever.
Yeah.
So we talked about the major piece of equipment. And audio equipment, you can get it really, really cheap, and you can get it expensive.
I think what we need to touch on is, though, once you have your recording is where we should probably go next.
Yes. Actually, I have one for while you're recording. Turn your phone ringers off.
I disagree. Sometimes the phone ringer is fun.
I like my phone ringer. I like it because I have Darth Vader tone. So that's
Tony. Yeah. Tony has.
Who doesn't want to hear that?
What is it? It's the Power Rangers.
Yeah. Which,
it's actually become part of our podcast at this point. It's its own. it's the fifth host.
Yeah. Yeah. So once you have your audio, once you have your MP3 of your show, what do you do next? And that's where you come into hosting. And there's a whole bunch of ways to do this. There's lots of sites that will make it very easy for you. I go through a site called Podbean. Podbean.com. Makes it very simple. I upload my MP3, post the episode, and then you can connect that RSS feed you have. You need to have an RSS feed. That's the key. Then that is what enables you to go to iTunes. Then people, because if you're not on iTunes, you're wasting your time. If you want anybody to hear your podcast, you're not on iTunes, you're absolutely wasting your time.
The other one,
no one's going to hear you.
The other one you have to be on for the non-Apple users is Stitcher.
It's Stitcher as well, yeah. And
Apple's
so
an evil corporation.
Yeah. But if you do learn enough,
but it gets your stuff out there. Yeah. So yeah, and you can download your stuff or upload it to the iStore for free.
I just want to say to the Apple geniuses and gods out there, that was Devin from Stanoil that said that. So when his site gets shut down, please don't.
Nothing on our podcast is done with Apple products.
So basically, I pay $100 a year. I pay $100 a year, Canadian, whatever the shit that is here. So you pay $100 a year, you get unlimited storage, upload as much as you want, and it all goes through there. But then as you learn and you get more technical, you can actually learn to create your own RSS feeds and have your own hosting sites through things like WordPress. They have like podcast plugins.
Right.
And that's as you learn to get further into it.
The issue with that, though, is if you do start out with a hosting site, sometimes if you want to move to your own site, and we actually just ran into this because we were trying to port over to SoundCloud, because we actually started out with Podbean and moved to SoundCloud for a little bit. We found out that Podbean doesn't actually allow you to change the RSS feed to automatically redirect. So if you set up your podcast in iTunes, you either have to start a new feed and then for months keep telling your listening audience that your feed on iTunes has changed, or you suck it up like we have and pay ridiculous amounts of money to run two hosting sites.
Well, and actually I think maybe that goes right even before, because when Tony and I were starting, I'm like, we have to be on iTunes. And we started looking at some of these, and I'm like, I'm not fucking paying for that. I'm not paying for that. And so we bit the bullet and bought a domain name. And that's the other thing. When you're figuring out the name of what you want to be, go look and see what domain names are available. That's just as key as anything else.
And part of that, too, is your ambition. If you're going to be small, it's not something that you ever think is going to grow huge. Maybe that might not be the same route for you. You may just be able to just upload it here or there, or even have some friends that have their own website that you can back end and just tailgate on, you know, a page of theirs or whatever.
I think the reason that we decided, though, is that we looked at it and we realized
We knew
that
we were going to be huge, so...
But delusions of grandeur.
Yeah.
No, I think that was a decision made.
But, you know, he's paying $100 a year for Podbean, and you can get your own website for that same amount of money. You know, and then go use a WordPress
site. It's just a lot more technical. It's just a few more things you've got to do. Podbean is very simple for the way. I don't mind spending the $100 because they make it so ridiculously simple that it keeps it easy. So what I did is I have my Podbean site. Then I started another site. AnElegantWeapon.com was taken. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I ain't a Yankee. So I was able to peg anelegantweapon.ca up in Canada.
It's C for Canada, eh?
Yeah. So I started a separate website, anelegantweapon.ca, and what I do is I post the Podbean MP3, I cut and paste it onto that site. And then when you hit play or download, it just takes you through the channels. So there's tons of ways to do it.
Everybody on our podcast is technically challenged, so we actually had to pay someone to do our website.
Well, I could barely use Facebook when I started. Now I'm all like,
Well, and Matt, I don't know if I'm jumping ahead here, so I apologize, but I think one of the great things about podcasting is the actual community itself. Right. And
very
the way that we got going was we're like, okay, cool, we got it on our site. How the hell do we get this on iTunes? And literally, there were people on Twitter that we'd met because we set up our Twitter and our Facebook and everything else before we actually started. And so started following people. And we're like, hey, anybody know how to do this? Instantly got responses.
And it is because, I mean, most people aren't in podcasting to make money. You're not in it for as a business model. Therefore, you're not necessarily competing with everyone else that's out there. And so it is a really nice community.
It's really not a competition.
No, it can be a business.
Yeah.
But for the most part, that's
the same way that YouTube can be a business too, if you get really lucky or you've got something that's golden. But for most of us,
advertising.
But for most of us, it goes back to the reasons that we do it is because we enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy the podcasting and you don't enjoy the back end of loading things up and stuff,
why would you get a second job that you don't get paid for?
Yeah, exactly. So then just listen to podcasts. You don't always have to.
Because it's got to fit. It's got to fit your life. I'm an incredibly lucky individual where my wife is incredibly supportive and will allow that time. But you've got to be careful because you can get quite into it. I mean, there's been nights where I've gone downstairs where I do my editing in the basement. And I've started editing at, like, say, 9 at night. Before I even know it, it's like 3 in the morning. And I haven't even noticed because I've just got so into it and I'm enjoying it. So make sure your life fits your goals. Make sure your life and your podcasting goals match, you know, and they can meld.
So we've talked about equipment. We've talked about different software and websites and stuff. And you don't need a website, but it can be useful if that's that's your thing.
Yeah.
But that brings in a whole another era of technical, disciplines.
It is a learning process.
Making your own website is another hobby if you if you're
well, you can streamline it too with using like WordPress. I think they have a podcast hosting thing, so you can like meld the two. So if you have a WordPress, you have your website and your podcasting hosting right there.
Does anyone have any stories of snafus or anything that was really?
Oh, I've lost so many episodes.
Learning curve.
If you lose an episode, let it go. Do not beat yourself up. You may have amazing conversations. Something technically may happen to screw it up.
Right.
Do not let that defeat you. Just go on and do it again.
Just keep on potting and
let it go.
Here's one to learn from because this has happened to us. When you're taking your handheld recorders, bring extra batteries.
Make sure it's set to internal mic and not external mic.
I mean, these are stupid things, and we can tell you all day. But until you actually screw up and do it, you're not going to learn yourself because, we heard all this shit.
Yeah.
Just recently, Tony, Derek, and I got together to do a cross-pod to promote this con. So when we do this in the year and we get together and it's a Motor City Comic Con special, I had a USB microphone that happened to go on the fritz during that podcast. It was like, what, 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago? It died during that show. So I wasn't even thinking about it. And I went to listen to the MP3. I was about to upload it to their site. And I sounded horrible. I was like...
Wait, you mean worse than normal?
Right? Worse than normal, believe it or not. And I was like, I can't do it. I tried my best to fix it, but it was just gone. You know what? I couldn't lose it. Had to let it go. And we just re-recorded it. You know, unfortunately, Tony wasn't there. And me and Derek just had to get together quick and kind of do it last minute. But... don't let it kill you. Don't lose your shit. It does. Yeah. It all work out.
I would say, always have your recorder on you if this is something that you do enjoy doing. If is obviously you don't need it at work or whatever. But if you're going to something that is anywhere near what it is that you like talking about and putting on your podcast, always have that microphone with you because missed opportunities are one of those things that yes, you should not dwell on them. But man, when that happened, you say, fuck, I wish I would have had my recorder. With missed opportunities, you're asking about straight snafus. Also writing down contacts correctly. We had the chance, an opportunity. We hung out at the bar with the guys from the Nerdist, Chris Hardwick and Matt Mira. And
what? When the shit did that happen?
About two years ago.
What?
You want to see a picture?
Yeah.
And I didn't hear anything about this. I was talking to Matt and talking about how would really love to just interview them if possible. Obviously, they just got done with doing a show, but. here we are at the bar and didn't want to bug him too much.
We just wanted to play pinball and drink beers with him, honestly, which we did.
And I wrote down his email wrong. And I tried every way till Sunday of any which combination.
Are you sure he just didn't give you the wrong email?
Oh, no.
No. Because he really enjoyed what we were talking about and what we were doing.
How do I not know about this?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you should listen to our podcast.
Thought I did.
So write down contact information correctly because you may be able to actually, if you're just meeting them at the bar, also stay cool, too. When you're meeting celebrities, when you're meeting famous people,
don't fanboy out.
Yes. It's hard. Yeah. It can be hard at times. As you go, it gets easier. As you go,
like
you get more
they're normal people that you would just be having a conversation with a friend. Now, granted, they are more popular and they are more have more money than you, but they still can be just a conversation like with a friend. And through that, at these conventions, you know, you meet them first time, whatever, and pretend that you're better than them. But if you see them at the bar, don't go geek out. But then the next night, they may say, oh, you're that dude from the other night.
But at the same time, don't ever be afraid to reach out. Don't ever be afraid of rejection. I started my podcast a month after I started my podcast. Sorry, no, episode 25. So I'm 25 episodes in, and AMC's Comic Book Men had just started. I'm a big fan, and I've always been a big fan of Mike Zapsik. Just he's an encyclopedia of comic book knowledge. One day I'm on Twitter, people are talking about dream guests. I just happen to throw it out there. I'm like, I would love to pick Michael Zapsik's brain for a couple hours. That would be insane. He tweeted right back and was like, where and when? And on my 25th episode, I scored a whole hour talking to Mike Zapsik. Just because I threw it out there. And ever since then, I've been like, you know what? What's the worst they can do? They say no. Oh, well. You move on to the next one.
Yeah, right? I think that brings us to a good point about interviewing people. Think of questions in advance. Maybe you've got a set number of questions that you're going to ask all the people that you're at a con. I remember one of our first cons, we would always ask, like, so what's your zombie survival plan? just as kind of a joke to end the interview with.
Right.
But keep your questions, you know, directed to their work and not their personal lives.
Do your research, basically.
Do your research. Yeah. I mean, it's journalism. And so, writing down your questions beforehand, you have a recorder, so you don't necessarily have to write down the responses, but make sure that you think about the types of questions you want to ask before you get there.
Well, and I think that also will go into, if you're not interviewing, but you're going to do your own kind of podcast, there's two types. There's the free form, and then there's the structured. And while we still have a free form conversation, we're somewhat structured as far as what it is that we're doing. The news topics that we talk about, we're talking all week long with a whole bunch of things. I mean, we're sending links back and forth saying, here's this.
Is this news item worth covering? Is this one?
And so then when we meet up on the weekends to record, we go through the list of everything that we've sent back and forth to each other and say, is this something worth talking about? And there's going to be definite yeses. There's going to be noes. Like, I mean, if Dirk Manning's got a new book out, we aren't talking about that. What's up, Dirk?
No, should you.
But, you know, and then there's going to be some maybes that it's going to depend on time because if the conversation flows on one topic really long. So that goes right in hand with the research.
Yeah.
You've got to decide what you want to do.
So, again, podcasting is going to take up a good amount of time if you want to do it well, or it doesn't have to take up any time. And like Jay said, just record yourself talking and throw it out there on the internet. So as we are winding down towards the end of time, we'd like to know, are there any questions from our audience?
Yes.
Tom from the Drunken Bear Podcast again.
Nice plug.
Way to get
Place
it in
your
there.
Plugs right, too.
What's the best way to publish?
Twitter.
Social media and Twitter.
Twitter. Yeah. Twitter, period.
Yeah, Twitter.
Forget Facebook. Like, use Facebook, blah, blah, blah. Twitter is it. Twitter is the hub of the entire podcast.
You can do it for free, but don't be afraid to throw some money at it if you want.
I was going
to
say, is it worth the pay?
My opinion, no.
No.
But that's my opinion.
No, don't pay. Don't.
Because here's the thing. If what you're doing is actually good quality, you reach out to these people that you're talking about. I'm sorry, talking about. Reach out to them. And
some abuse to
if you talked about them, tell them. Hey, my new podcast is up. I talked about Frank Thierry's book, Space Punisher. And then he listens and goes, hey, to the guy that read it, thank you. To the other guy, read the fucking book. You know, but reach out. You will be surprised how much can happen from Twitter. But you talk to other industry professionals. You talk to other guys. You know, you'll find...
We met on Twitter.
Yeah. And literally, we started our podcast almost at the same time. And we continue to help each other. You know, you guys, how old is Snake Oil?
A year and a half. We actually do the Twitter ad things when we've been stagnant for like a couple of months. I mean, we still do the reach out and talk to people and all that. But when we get stagnant for a couple of months, we'll throw like a $50 campaign out there. And we just did it this week. And, you know, we've got a few more followers. We've gotten out in front of more people. We increase web traffic to our website. Yeah. It just depends on what format you want to use.
See, I also co-curate a podcast network. We won't get into that. That's a whole other thing. But podcast networks, yeah. And I got 14 shows. It's the Points of Interest Podcast Network. Every one of those shows I met on Twitter. Every one of those shows I like, I listen to. That's why they're in the network, and we all hooked up. And I met every single one of them on Twitter.
And for you people that are out here that have podcasts and people listening at home, joining a network is going to be up to you.
Yeah.
I mean, when we started, we were getting offers left and right. Join our network.
Right.
And Jay's network was one of them. And we sat down and went, is this the right thing for us? For us, it was not. Mm-hmm. But there's also, you look at the Nerdist. Mm-hmm. That's a great network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right for them. Yeah. You know, so they can be very successful, but they could, you know, you really have to look at it. But yeah. Twitter, my opinion, though, too, you've got to be active. Because I handle our Twitter account, and I'll admit wholeheartedly, when I'm busy in my personal life and the Twitter activity slows down, so does the activity on our website and our listeners.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Our Facebook page is mostly funny pictures and memes of superhero things, which is a different aspect of, you know, loving comic books. But
it's branding.
But it's branding, and it gets people. We get some of our photos get likes, and it reminds people that we exist on their Facebook feeds. But by far, the Twitter is going to reach a larger audience because the information is so much more concise.
I think Twitter's a lot like podcasts, though, because people are going to follow what they're really interested in. And podcasts are the same thing. You're going to download what you're really interested in. You only have so much time in your day. What do you want?
So the short answer is Twitter. Yes.
I want to touch back on something he said earlier about, in the beginning, how some people just like public speaking, hearing your voice. There's a show on my network. It's called the Comics and Coffee Podcast. It's hosted by a girl named Phoenix. On Twitter, she's at Denerdette. Don't know if that. She used to run Media Junk Food. She's a shy girl, and she's not a great public speaker. Wonderful girl, got a lot to say. And when you're just having a talk with her, you know, a lot of people clam up when they hear they're being recorded, right? So she's got this podcast, and the entire podcast has been an exercise in her confidence. Improving her confidence, her, you know, public speaking, just how she feels about herself. And you can listen to the nervousness and the, you know, the apprehension from the first episode right up to where they are now, much comfier, much more in tune with themselves. So it's an absolute great tool for that. It's been a pleasure to watch her grow and just, you know, come into herself. So don't be afraid. You got to take some risks.
The one thing I would say about Twitter, try to keep away from auto replies.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Auto replies.
Thanks for following. Check out my shit.
Yeah, I will unfollow someone.
I will
on
unfollow
Twitter
you for that
if they have a robo tweet.
Yeah.
Even just
thanks for following. Check out my thing and give me money. No.
Even if you just do like group follow things, like saying, "Hey, these people followed me. Thanks," or try to individually. But
do we have any more questions? I think we have time for one more.
No, we've got time for a lot. Dirk Manning's up next, so we can bleed into the next hour.
Yeah, it'll just become Dirk on Comics. Don't worry about it.
Have you talked about Dirk on Comics yet? Have you talked about Dirk on Comics?
No, nobody cares about that.
There's no geranium there.
So, guests are good. Guests help, though.
Dirk Manning, by the way. Actually, you know what? Actually, I think that's a great point. When you get to know people in the industry like Dirk Manning, who he loves to talk more than I do, that's impressive. That can actually really help because you're going to meet more people.
Yeah.
Were there any other questions, though?
I think we're good. Thank you guys very much for coming.
Wait. We plugs and B, did they have anything else? Because we don't get to talk to you guys that much.
Do we have anything else?
Yeah. You have any other tips? tricks?
I don't know. I think we've covered it really well, actually. Yeah, and you know what? If anybody tips, this is how personal...
The panel's ended.
He's got a tip.
Tips?
Business cards.
Oh, yeah. if you're just starting out like our podcast is, and you want someone to recognize you when you contact them back for an interview, get a business card like I have. It has a picture drawn of me as Burt Reynolds from the famous Playgirl spread on a tauntaun skin rug with Salacious Crumb on my leg. And it says, Big Dev wants you, ... for an interview. And every person I've given it to this weekend is going, wow, yeah, I will definitely remember you.
We've got cards and stuff. If anybody wants to take any of our cards, reach out to us on Twitter. We will absolutely gladly help you along. If you have any questions or... Absolutely. Let us know. We'll chat. I don't know about these asses, but I'll help you.
Matt just saw it for the first time. That's why I wanted to bring that one up.
Oh, yeah. Alrighty. So thank you guys again. This was Matt, Tony, and Derek from Drunk on Comics. We have Jay from An Elegant Weapon and Devin from Snake Oil Comics. So thank you guys for coming.
Thanks for hanging out, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome.